reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd's 1221 Industrial.
KVOE live and local. Good morning to you on a Tuesday, 8:39, sunshine and 64 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
At 8:39, joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Brian Schultz, General Manager of the Kansas State Fair.
It is about go time for the Kansas State Fair coming up this Friday. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yes, we're 3 days away from kickoff of the 2022 Kansas State Fair.
Are you excited?
Oh, I'm always excited. This is year probably 16 for me in the fair industry, so every year about this time the adrenaline starts pumping and getting so excited. So, yes, very, very excited.
Yeah, Friday, September 9th is when things will be a go in Hutchinson, going through September the 18th, and we got plenty to get to. Generally, the fair, will things look the same this year? Brian, let's talk about what might be new at the fair this year.
Well, we've got some wonderful free stage entertainment here at the Kansas State Fair for those that want to come out and just have an opportunity to see some really cool acts. We've got the Flying Fools right at Gate 1 at our Gottschalk Park. It's a high dive act that will just entice people. At the end of the show, they'll go from an 80-foot platform into a 10-foot deep pool. It's a great great experience. We've got Max, the 9-foot-high robot that will be cruising the grounds. We've got our strolling piano. We've got a contortionist. And we've got a full lineup of entertainment on our People's Bank and Trust Arena stage, as well as our Lowen's Lake Talbot stage as well. Lots of great Kansas-based entertainment.
Boy, and you've got some huge names that are up on the concert list here as well. I'm just looking through some of these. I mean, we've been talking about Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry, just on our airwaves, but you've got a lot more coming as well.
Most definitely. You know, this year we started something new. We did our Battle of the Bands contest. We invited bands from across Kansas to enter. We had 38 bands that entered. We narrowed that down to 10. In June, we had our Fair Food and Tunes. That number went down to 5. These 5 bands will now compete on Friday night, the opening night of the Kansas State Fair at 5 p.m. in the grandstand. The top 2 will then go on to open. One will open up for Eddie Montgomery. The other one will open up for Great White and Quiet Riot. So it's a great opportunity for showcasing local bands.
Nice touch. Nice touch.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've got plenty to see and do at the fair. So anything, any different tacks, anything different we'll be seeing here this year, Brian?
You know, as far as opportunities to get into the grounds in an inexpensive way, we've got lots of opportunities for you there. You know, we've got our military. If you are a military person, it's $4 to get in. We have got our Young at Heart Day on Thursday, the 15th. And that is anyone 55 or older will get in for $2. We've got bingo going on that day. We also have our 4 after 4 on Tuesday. And then on Friday, we have got the Kansas Lottery Chiefs Red Friday Rally. And if you are a member of the Kansas Lottery on their Play On app, you get into the grounds for $2 as well. So lots of opportunities to get into the grounds inexpensively. Plus, if you buy your tickets in advance, you save $2-3 every time you purchase a ticket. And also with your grandstand tickets, when you buy those, that also includes your gate admission. So when you come in and you get your scan, don't throw your ticket away because that's also your ticket into the grandstand.
I tell you what, I'm looking at the schedule, and you can find this on kansasstatefair.com/events. From the 9th all the way through the 18th, there is so much stuff happening.
Every day, yeah.
We would pretty much be here until Friday to go through everything.
Oh, most definitely. The livestock side is very big as well. You know, Grand Drive opening weekend for our 4-H kids. We've got over 3,600 entries again this year, almost 900 youth contestants. So it's going to be a big weekend as well.
Talk about, too, what's coming up on the Midway, because I know that's a big attraction.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've got North American Midway Entertainment, or NAME, coming back this year, and they are bringing out a phenomenal amount of entertainment in the carnival side. Some extreme rides. I saw the other day that we had our roller coaster up and running. Lots of fun that's going to happen out in that thing. The other really big piece that's going to happen just north of the Midway is tomorrow morning we're actually having a Black Hawk helicopter drop into the grounds, and they will be with us all 10 days of the fair, so you can be up and personal right into the Black Hawk helicopter.
Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz joining us here on our Newsmaker 3 segment. The Kansas State Fair opening this Friday, September 9th in Hutchinson, and all kinds of activities all day, all throughout the fair that runs through Sunday, September the 18th. Well, you mentioned the Midway. Any early ideas what kind of good-tasting food we might be able to enjoy, Brian?
Oh, most definitely. You know, you're going to have your all-time favorites that are going to be out here, your Pronto Pups, your barbecue, and things like that. We did reach out to some of our vendors, and we asked them what we can expect as far as some new things, and we've got a couple new ones that are going to be here. One of them is the OMG chicken sandwich. It is a donut that on the inside has bacon, a chicken sandwich that is encrusted with Rice Krispie treats, and then there is a maple syrup that goes with it. Jeff Dunham just did a segment on him at the Nebraska State Fair, and he is a vegan, and he said this is the most amazing sandwich out there. Plus, we've got a ton of other things. We have burnt end burgers at the original beer gardens, waffle cheese fries with syrup at the original beer garden, and a bunch of other things that are going to be just to your delectable tasting.
Yeah.
Man.
That's what we like to hear.
Got to hear that.
Right. Yep, and for those that are kind of wanting to have that that lighter side, you know, we always have the stuffed cucumbers. So if that's what you'd like to do, hey, we're all good. We got a little bit of everything.
Well, yeah, we're not a stuffed cucumber kind of morning show, but
you and me both. Give me a Pronto Pup and some cheese curds, and we're happy, right?
There you go. Absolutely. I wanted to touch base with you too, Brian, because I was checking the website. One of the things that I don't think people really realize about the state fair is education. That's got a pretty significant focal point for you.
Absolutely. You know, we bring in kids from just about every county in the state. We give them the opportunity to learn about where their food comes from, how it's grown, and just some of the byproducts. You know, we were working on that yesterday, some of the byproducts that come from our animals, and that will all be part of our education center displays, so people can come in there and see, you know, what, like the basketball they play with, or the baseball, you know, where that all comes from and where our food comes from and what it looks like. So it's a great opportunity there. And it draws in lots of kids, and it also draws in a lot of bands. You know, we have our marching bands early in the week, and I believe Jackie said we were up to like 75 or 80 marching bands that are going to be on the grounds as well.
Wow.
So it's a great time for the kids to come in and check out the Kansas State Fair as well.
Well, Brian, when do activities start on a daily basis at the Kansas State Fair?
Well, our gates will open up on Friday, and we will have our kickoff celebration at 11 o'clock at People's Bank and Trust, and then that will pretty much start the whole Kansas State Fair. Obviously, our livestock and everything will happen earlier than that, but with gates opening early, there's just so much stuff going on here, especially with livestock. They'll be in here by 6 o'clock in the morning, but most things will start at 8 o'clock for the livestock side, and the buildings will open at 9. So, you know, we've got a whole lot of stuff going on out here. The best thing I can tell you is to go out to KansasStateFair.com. There's going to be a link that says Plan Your Visit. That's going to show you all kinds of information, from what you can eat to the entertainment on grounds to, our daily schedules.
It's a huge Kansas event. It's a big slice of Americana, the Kansas State Fair, coming up beginning Friday in Hutchinson. Brian, hey, thanks for your time this morning. Anything we missed?
I don't think so. I just appreciate you guys letting me on this morning, and we look forward to seeing everybody here at the Kansas State Fair. And if you've got questions, check out our website or give us a call here at the fair office.
Hey, Brian, thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Brian Schultz, General Manager of the Kansas State Fair that opens up this Friday in Hutchinson. Chuck?
Boy, talk about a huge lineup.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Overflowing plate of stuff, and I want to try those pops. Those sound really good. The OMG chicken sandwich, it sounds like at least one of those bucket list items, too, to be honest.
Well, if that can tantalize a vegan, I guess. It's saying something, isn't it?
Maybe Jeff's not as much as a vegan as he lets on.
There we go. KVOE Live in Local 849 Sunshine and 66 degrees. Good morning.
Do you know a child who is excited about creativity? Imaginarium is now open for enrollment. Fun.